Mm-hmm. Good with honey or syrup, anything, you know.
And I think you mentioned yesterday something that you made out of biscuits when you had too many biscuits.
That Tom Bladen brother. make my molasses. Mm-hmm. See, my daddy made molasses. He had a molasses mill, and we always had barrels of molasses. He'd get the toll, you know, and we'd have lots of molasses. And it would go to sugar in this barrel. When we had a little faucet at the bottom, you could draw it out, you know, if you want. But it'd go to sugar. And my mother would take this sugar, it's coarse kind of, and put it in a sack, kind of loose weaves, and dip it in a bucket of water and hang it up and make the prettiest sugar you ever saw.
Is that right?
It would be light. It wouldn't be dark. It'd be real light.
Mm-hmm.
And all around the edges of that barrel, it'd be a clear little bump. We called it our rock candy. We'd eat it.
I see.
It'd stick. You could take it back and melt it and make syrup out of it, but we eat it.
So you actually wouldn't need sugar then. You had your own.
We had our own sugar.
Your own,
yes.
Sugar. Do you remember anything else that you would make out of cornmeal? For example, did you ever hear of anybody who ate some kush?
I've seen that. I don't like it.
You don't like it? I'm not sure what that is.
It's kind of like mush, you know.
I see.
You can just cook it. I like rice, only it's right soft and mushy.
Oh,
I don't like it.
I see.
I
did
love
they put
corn.
Anything in it? Was it just cornmeal and water?
I reckon I had a little soda, maybe egg in it, like egg bread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What
I see.
I didn't like that. I never did food with it.
Uh-huh. And, but you did eat mush or not?
Well, we'd have it. I'd eat it.
I see. But not put, willingly, yeah.
Put butter on like rice, you know. Kind of.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like grits.
I see. You remember, did you make any hominy?
Oh, and I want to tell you about the hominy. We made our soap, you know. We'd take the hickory ashes was the best. When you burn them in the fire. You know about the andirons? You ever seen the andirons?
We should explain that, how you get the ashes.
Some of them call them dog irons, but we andirons. Well, there'd be I don't know how hard I'll tell you, but it'd be about that high, and it'd have legs out this way, and then a long piece back there, and you laid your wood over on that, and this kept it from rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling out on the fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the ashes would drop down under there, and we'd take them up and put them in, we called it ash hopper. It'd be built this way, planks, and come down in a trough.
Nice.
And we'd put the ashes in there and pour water on them, let them get real wet, and that would drip down in this trough and run in a bucket. We called it lye.
I see.
And we'd take that up and take the scraps of meat and bones, and it'd eat up the bones.
It
real strong, yes, sir. You'd put a little bone there and just eat them up. Way my mom would tell when it was getting too weak, she'd take a feather, chicken feather, and stick it in it, and if it took all that off of that, it was all right.
I
if it
see.
Wouldn't take that off, then it wouldn't make soap.
I see.
We'd make barrels of soap, you know, we used it to wash it and scrub it. And later on, we got some kind of, I don't remember what it was, but we could make it in blocks and cut it out like soap, you know,
mm-hmm.
to use like we use soap.
Was it?
And we'd take that, when that lye would get weak, we'd shell about a gallon of corn and put it in a pot and put that lye on them, and it'd take every bit of that husk and eyes out of it. We'd take it out then and make hominy out of it.
I see.
It was good too.
Would it puff up?
No, it'd just be just like corn.
It
swells. Corn swells when it gets hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I see. Well, that sounds...
Have a good old ham gravy.
Oh, it sounds good.
Well, it is good. You can buy it now, but it's not good like that. Don't have that